The Trigger Cycle Unveiled, Keys to Unlocking Lasting Peace in Your Marriage, episode 167. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. Happy Tuesday, Awaken You friends. How is everybody this week? Oh, as I record this episode, I am getting ready to pack for a girls' trip. And I am so looking forward to connecting, resting, and adventuring, which leads me to share about an upcoming episode that I am brewing up in my little brain, which has manifested through some of these conversations that I have been having with women about their marriage. Right now, I am interviewing women who are unhappy in their marriage, not wanting to get a divorce, but also want to feel better in their marriage, or maybe thinking about what it would be like, maybe getting a divorce, stepping away from the marriage, being with somebody who would be so much easier to get along with. And these interviews are so that I can better understand you and what you are struggling with so that I can create better free offerings to help you. And if you fear getting to the end of your life, never having experienced a truly connected, close, and shared intimate marriage, then maybe you want to help me out and share your struggles with me. I have been working through some things in my own life, mostly physical ailments, that have kept me from creating free offerings the way I used to. I used to create them all of the time. And now that I think I am turning the corner with my health, even though I have another surgery on the calendar. I'm not going there. Not going to talk about that. But I want to create free offerings that will be a perfect fit for those of you who are absorbing the content I share in the podcast and want to actually take it a step further and start practicing, starting to take some massive action instead of passive action. And if you would be interested in jumping on a short 30-minute call where I would ask you a few questions, you can message me at christinebongiovanni.com, or if you follow me on the socials, send me a DM. Just say, hey, I heard on your podcast that you're doing these 30-minute interviews, and I would love to talk to you and share my woes about my marriage. And I want to thank you ahead of time, of course, for considering it. And if you know anyone else that might be interested, please pass along my information. Today, I want to talk about this concept that came to me while I was working with one of my couples. And it is what as I was listening to it, I was like, this is the trigger cycle, which is basically something, you know, it starts off that your spouse or you do something that activates the other one into a fight, a flight, a freeze, fawn, reaction. And then the cycle is about your reaction or their reaction to your action. I'm making it complicated, but and how your reaction, let's just say it's them that does something that activates you to, you know, maybe be a little sassy or roll your eyes or some sort of passive aggressive action, slamming the cupboard, slamming the door, stomping out. And then that, of course, triggers them. And then what they do triggers you, and round and round and round, escalating, which can even be the case when the reaction is to withdraw or people please, right? So let's say one of you withdraws and the other one is like, oh yeah, there you go, just hiding and ignoring and avoiding the issue or the people pleasing could trigger you too. Like, stop trying to just be the person that makes me happy. There is an issue here, right? And then that might trigger them again. And the way out of this cycle is for at least one of you, if not both of you, to recognize what is happening, to see that either you yourself have been triggered and to notice that, and even to notice that, oh, what I said, what I did, it really wasn't meant to make them angry or make them avoidant. And of course, we're not making them. It's just something we do that has them thinking a certain way, that has them acting a certain way. But you can even notice that in your partner and be able to calm yourself down and just say, hey, okay, I see that this is happening. Let me re-say how I said it, or let me explain. I didn't mean it maybe the way you took it. And then if it is the other one who has kind of triggered you, I am so sorry. My bulldog is snoring so loud in the background. So if it's something that they did that got you going, it really simply means the way out of the cycle is to notice it, to notice what happens in your body, notice how you've gotten activated. And even if you don't really know what it is your partner did to make this happen, you are just noticing what happens inside of your own body. And as you start to recognize yourself getting activated, you get to practice calming yourself down, separating yourself if that's what you need, and eventually responding instead of reacting. So I sort of just explained what the trigger cycle is, but let me help you understand it. I think the easiest way is to start to recognize what's happening in your body, right? Because a lot of times we can grow our awareness of ourselves, and through that self-awareness, we can start to become aware of what is happening in our spouse. I think that it is often more difficult to be aware of what they might be going through when we're unaware of what we're going through. So because what is happening in our body is a felt sense versus your brain, which is busy interpreting what is happening and unconsciously reacting, it's, you know, going from your brain that wants to just like react and shifting into your body. What is going on here? What is happening in my body? Where am I feeling it? And eventually, you can start to recognize what it is that actually activated you. It could be critical behaviors on their part, you bringing something up and them getting defensive, your spouse completely ignoring you or withdrawing emotionally and even trying to maybe appease you without listening or hearing what you're saying, without really engaging, just pretending like they are. And when you don't recognize the trigger, you get trapped into the cycle of reacting to what is in front of you, which is okay. You might do the trigger cycle back and forth a few times before you're like, okay, wait, this is what Chris just talked about on the episode. And I need to separate myself because nothing good is going to come from this cycle back and forth. Somebody has to stop the cycle. Now, the effects of the trigger cycle is that it has each of you distancing, pushing each other away instead of hearing the other person and drawing them closer, being able to get curious. This breaks down each of your abilities to trust each other, which has you sharing less, right? Breaking down any healthy communication patterns that you may have. Intimacy is lost. That is the true effect of the trigger cycle. Most of the time, the trigger cycle doesn't have a resolution process to it. Each of you end up just like going your own ways, maybe the silent treatment. You stay distant until it seems maybe to have disappeared, which of course it has not. It's only been added to the pile of all the other unresolved conflict leading to resentment. There should be like that island of unresolved conflict. Okay, how about some strategies to end this cycle? First, developing your own self-awareness, learning how to recognize your emotional dysregulation and what sets you off and why. Digging in to early childhood adaptive behaviors to recognize why these things tip you off and why you react the way you do, right? So for me, it is often that I am making a story. It's my little child from long, long ago who feels like she's not good enough, she's not considered, she's not worthy of engaging, and she's reacting to that. She's got a little protector that is lashing out and protecting that little girl that's not being heard. And as I recognize those things, I can then back off, right? I can say, hey, it's okay, little one. I can handle this. And then the second thing is to practice the effective communication strategies that we talk about here in the podcast. That active listening, learning how to express your feelings, being able to say, this is what happened and this is how it made me feel. Communicating the facts that happened versus what they did and how what they did made you feel a certain way, like putting it on them. And then understanding, of course, why you are feeling the way that you are while bringing it into yourself, a story about you and your experience versus blaming those emotions on your partner and what they're doing. And the last thing that you want to do is to start breaking the pattern the two of you have developed by taking a time out when you see that things are escalating, practicing curiosity and empathy for how your spouse is behaving, and seeking the help of an outside professional who can more easily see your patterns. It's like you're in the middle of it and it's hard for you to get out and see what is happening, to be the observer. And that's where you hire that professional to be able to show it to you, help you see what is going on, and then guide you through the process of how to create healthier patterns. And what that would look like as an example in session with a couple is it would be, you know, hearing the couple and their argument that they had, you know, maybe that week between sessions, and kind of hearing what is going on and then being able to sort of like pull them apart, obviously not physically, but have them back up and remember what happened in the beginning. And then the professional, I help guide them into saying things differently, reenacting basically what happened, and then helping them work through the forgiveness process right then and there, so that by the end of the session, they're actually feeling better, they've resolved it, and that tension, that stress that has been heavy on their shoulders is lifted and they can move on. They've learned a little bit about how to do that and created some awareness, though trying it on their own might not be readily available. It might be more like, hey, I want to figure out how to work through this. Can we go through what Christine shared with us and see if we can figure this out on our own? So where have you noticed the trigger cycle in your own marriage as you listened to me share insights? What is one thing you can start doing today to begin to stop the cycle in its tracks? My suggestion is to start with the emotions, the noticing of what is happening inside of you, and then replaying the scenario to see if you can see what the trigger was and when it happened in your dialogue. And as always, if you want some help navigating one of your conflicts, then book yourself a Courageous Love conversation. The link to book it is in the show notes, and I will walk you through it so that you can create a different result next time. I hope that this was helpful for you and that you will learn how to recognize, understand, and effectively address the trigger cycle in your marriage so that you can move towards more harmony and connection and intimacy. I love you all. Ciao. Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life, we study it, and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.